After nearly four decades in the Anchorage School District, Carol Como is retiring. She started her career in the district as a teacher's aide, became a teacher in Anchorage, and eventually superintendent. That's a position she's held for more than a decade. Como says she started teaching in Oregon in 1963, but got pregnant right away, which means she had to quit.
They couldn't teach beyond 3 months. Those were the rules for women. That's so shocking to people today. But anyway, that's the way it was. And so at the end of the school year, I resigned. My husband's family had moved up here in 1958. So we came up because my husband wanted to work with his dad in the grocery business. But I stayed home for 11 years. We had three kids and moved to Spokane for 2 years. When he changed jobs, he went to work for Chevron until 1974. And we were transferred to Spokane for 2 years and then back here. So when we came back, I decided I really wanted to get back into education, so got my teaching certificate renewed while I was a noon duty attendant at Ocean View, and then got my teaching job in 1975 and just worked my way up from there.
As an administrator and superintendent of the school district, what were the things that really kept you up at night?
The hardest decision you have to make as a superintendent in Anchorage, Alaska, is whether to have a snow day or an ice day. That sounds silly, but it's not. Because that, and what I found out that made it even scarier when I found this out, that when I make a decision about that, it not only affects our school district, it affects the university, it affects numerous businesses. So trying to make a decision at 4 a.m. in the dark, when you're woken up, And we review all this, sometimes 3 and 4 phone calls later, and check with the military, check with the weather station, check with all the people that have been driving around on the hills all night. Then you have to make a call by 4:30.
Beyond the weather, did the worries change significantly through the years? The things that you were most concerned about with students and education, did those things change?
Well, I think I became much more aware of how devastating ongoing budget cutting is, and that's what we're going through again. The thing that's so frustrating to me, and I obviously haven't been successful getting it changed, is the understanding by many of our elected officials at all levels that multi-year funding, some certainty going forward, allows us to do real long-range planning. It allows us to hire people, to train them, to invest in them so that they know they're going to be able to be part of the school district. The other thing that keeps me up is that we've got a range of students who, for whatever reason, are not successful, and we're trying to figure it out. We know part of it is getting to school on time every day regularly. That is number one. We can't teach them if they're not there. We've got to help parents understand, no matter what the family circumstances, education has to be a priority for school-age kids.
I can't really imagine someone with your intellect and passion and energy simply retiring, although I'm sure some rest is quite appealing. But really, what will Carol Como be up to in the future?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting because I get that question a lot. I'm blessed with good health and a lot of energy, as is my husband. And we're after the summer, we're going to drive down the Alaska Highway and move to Bellingham, Washington. We're going to take our kids and grandkids to Hawaii for a week and celebrate my retirement in July. And what we're going to do is we'll get settled there. And then one of the things we like to do is take road trips, not long ones, but to be able to drive and really explore the United States and Canada is something we're interested in. And I know that once we settle in and the novelty of all this wears off, that I'm going to find something, but it's not going to be employment. I really know there are plenty of nonprofits. There's plenty of volunteer work that any community needs. And I can think of nothing more fun than to just be Elizabeth's grandmother, if you will, in Bellingham. And if when she goes to school in a year and a half, if I could volunteer at her school to listen to kids read, or if I could go find a Title I school and volunteer one morning a week, I think that would be wonderful. But I have no grand plan other than I'm not going back to work.
Outgoing Anchorage School District Superintendent Carol Como. United Way of Alaska is holding a retirement celebration for Como and a fundraiser for the effort to increase graduation rates in the city to 90% by 2020 tonight at the Nenaina Convention and Civic Center from 6 to 9 p.m.